Tips and tricks. Well, we have them for you here at Blueprint for Living, in particular around baking. Baking, that means Dan Leppard. He's food writer, baking expert. He's our guy around an oven. Dan, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Jonathan.
Dan, I've been meaning to ask you for some time, what is it about crumpets?
Crumpets are the love child of toast and butter. You know, they come together in this brilliant way and they just sort of seep and ooze. And they're all also bread architectural marvels. I love all those holes. They're actually slightly difficult to get all the holes. So when you get those bakers that make great, great crumpets, you know, hats off to them.
Yeah, it's a tricky thing because getting the hole, I'm assuming, is yeast trying to make a desperate bid for freedom.
Kind of. It's a combination of yeast, but it's also mainly about this acidity in the crumpet and then getting some bicarbonate of soda to burst through it. So, yes, you have yeast in a crumpet, but you also have a soda and an acid too. And it's actually the soda and the acid that cause all these honeycomb bubbles throughout the top of it.
Well, walk us through a quick preparation.
Oh, terribly easy to do. Say, take 200 grams of flour, take about 200 grams of water, teaspoon of yeast, stir that up and leave that for about 2 or 3 hours. You can leave it overnight, but actually I find if you leave it a shorter time, you get a better crumpet. Then, at that point where this mixture is just beginning to drop down, pour about, say, 2 tablespoons of vinegar into this batter and whisk it up really well. Then take a teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda, sprinkle that over the top, whisk that, and you'll notice the whole thing will bubble up. Mm. Now, what I should have said is you've got your pan ready and you've got some buttered and floured rings. You need the butter and flour in order so that they come away easily. Then spoon the batter about, say, 2 centimeters thick into these rings, and then over a low heat, it'll rise. And the top, with a bit of luck, will sort of burst into these bubbles that will open up. Sometimes they don't always open up at the top, but you'll find that when you tear that baked crumpet apart, it has all the holes inside.
Yum. Holes made for honey.
Holes made for honey, holes made for Vegemite and butter melted together. I actually liked peanut butter as a child.
On your crumpet?
Butter and toast. Yes. And there's something I'm kind of working on, which is called a crump and cheese, where you take crumpets, because they're a little bit pasta-like, right? Yeah. Yep. You chop them up, and then you mix them with cheese and a little bit of white sauce, and then you bake them in the oven. Crump and cheese, I just think is
okay. Would you toast the crumpet slightly first, or would you? You just bake it.
No.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's just, in a way, it's just like macaroni. You know how crumpets have that weird rubberiness? You know, it is sort of just like cooked pasta.
Crump and cheese.
So I think crump and cheese.
You heard it first.
Yes.
What about the crumpet burger?
Oh, crumpet burger. I'm not sure about that. What I really like in a burger is that for the bread to disappear completely.
Yeah, yeah.
What I think is perhaps good for a crumpet is like a crumpet Benedict. I think that works really well. You know, so when you cut into the egg and you've got all that lovely sauce and gooey egg sinking down into the crumpet, that works. Crumpet cheese on toast, of course, is surely an essential thing. Do you think, though, Jonathan, do you think it's an Australia-wide thing or just a Melbourne thing? Because I remember my dad was obsessed by them.
I think crumpets are a universal phenomenon.
I think crumpets are
sanctioned by the United Nations and they'll shortly be taking over. I think they're a world food.
Yes.
Dan Leppard, thank you. Crumpets. We'll do you the favour of popping Dan's crumpet recipe up on the Blueprint website. We will. Or you can just listen back to that and do it in real time. Dan, thank you.
Pleasure.
Tips and tricks around the baking oven from Dan Leppard here on Blueprint for Living.